USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Polish President Duda has announced Poland will transfer four of its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine in the coming days, with plans to send more. The transfer would make Poland the first NATO member to answer Kyiv's call for aircraft to help it further prevent Russia from gaining air superiority over Ukraine. If you own a Ford, you could be receiving a letter for a recall.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than a million cars over a brake hose issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs sold between 2013 and 2018 are affected. It has to do with front brake hoses that may rupture and leak brake fluid. The agency says owners will be notified by letter and dealers will replace the front brake hoses for free. I'm Skip Kelly.
Banking sector turmoil continues. After a week of federal interventions to stabilize the banking system and market volatility, driven by investor uncertainty, the economic outlook has two factors weighing in: private sector confidence and Federal Reserve interest rate policies. The Feds meet again on Tuesday. Emergency loans to banks spiked to new records this week, surpassing previous highs reached during the 2008 financial crisis. As more storms line up to hit California, officials in Orange County are declaring a local state of emergency after a hillside gave way, leaving four apartment buildings teetering on the side of a cliff yesterday. Congressman Mike Levin says he reached out to the White House and FEMA for help. He says this will allow the federal government to provide emergency resources, which will come directly to the community. Geology experts worry this won't be the last slide of its kind, as more wet weather is on the way. Russian fighter jets who brought down the American drone over the Black Sea have been given state awards for their actions. Moscow's defense ministry made the announcement this morning. Moscow went on to say the Russian fighters did not use airborne weapons and did not come in contact with the unmanned aerial vehicle. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
There's been at least one confirmed tornado in North Texas as severe weather hits part of the state.
It happened over Fort Worth on Thursday afternoon, moving at roughly 30 miles per hour. Weather officials have also warned residents to watch out for tennis ball-sized and golf ball-sized hail amid a thunderstorm warning. Damaging wind gusts could be felt throughout the night. There are also reports of storm damage. I'm Trey Thomas.
The Biden administration is threatening to ban TikTok unless the app's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the company. U.S. Cyber Command Director General Paul Nakasone shared his concerns with lawmakers.
One-third of Americans get their news from TikTok every single day. One-sixth of American youth say they're constantly on TikTok. That's a loaded gun.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says more needs to be done than just the ban threat.
We don't want to ban it, but we do want to get the ownership into people or companies that aren't beholden to the Chinese Communist Party.
California drought conditions are now the best in more than 3 years.
45% of California is now out of drought status, an improvement of 18% from a week ago, and the best number since February of 2020. Only 9% of the state remains in the top three categories, including severe drought, down from 19% last week and 94% at the start of the water year in October. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.